interrogating the equipment and putting in the equipment. I think they're going to give us the draperies too.
Yeah. And what about the other expense? How much is that?
Well, of course, it's quite some. Yeah. We ran into more problems. We, you know, that there wasn't ceiling height.
For instance, we had a jackhammer 2 feet, 2.5 feet.
Have you already done it?
Well, we've been going along and running into problems and solving them as we need and trying to go as fast as we can, and I couldn't tell you right now exactly what it'll be. Of course, you know, again, there will be some improvements to the shop area. Be some problems too, but in, we can write somewhat off. Well, and renovating our fire system and sprinkling system. Well, which we'd have to do. So we can write some of it off. But we're coming along. Of course, we've been working on it. It's been a lot of work, and I would hope it'd be March 20th we're shooting for right now. But we hope we want 2 more weeks for it to dry before they put the wood down, and we need that much time anyhow before they lay the wood under the concrete.
I feel concerned about that expense factor. I thought that my reason for putting it there, I'm sure the monitor is, I don't want the impression of sort of putting forward on a great expense factor.
Yeah, you know, I share that, and if I can be honest with you, you know, I have to deal with other people up to this point, and what I got back was, you know, this is what we will charge.
Well, I understood that they had,
they give the equipment, they put in the equipment, I think they give the drape, but we had to prepare the area for them. I think you should have a place over there reasonable.
Yeah, we need it.
You need it, and I don't see any problem with that.
I don't want to see what we can do with.
Yeah, it's, you know, some of the things, we've had a lot of people working on it, so it's, you know, it's no secret. We've had to have a lot of people involved. Again, I think I would hope that we could write a certain amount of it off as just improving the area, but that's...
Write it off because you mean as a...
As a government expense, and we're making certain improvements in there, but
well, for example,
can only go so far with that, too.
The thing in the kitchen is a perfectly legitimate expense. Should have been done years ago. That's the most god-awful
thing
I've ever saw.
That was, of course, you know,
I mean, there's still...
Put it in for 2 weeks.
It has a nature thing. I don't think you should ever have a kitchen with a gas in anyway. That's worse. So that one is why I feel very good about that. Ought to be done. It's a needed repair.
Yeah, and it's 10 years old. The air conditioner should be replaced in any event.
The air conditioner. As far as the shop area is concerned, you know, what is the situation there? Some of that would have to be where we have to done anyway.
Well, to be honest with you, no. We're losing, I know, frankly, we're losing space, and there's people, we're losing space now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We're badly in need of, but we can make out. It's not going to be that big a problem to us. It's just a matter of rearranging, but... Well, I think in the end it'll work out. It's a loss of storage space, but other than that, we can rearrange things, and it's not a problem to us. There's so many things that we need here, you know, there's so many different ceremonies.
Where are you going to
go? Well, we have a warehouse, our warehouse on the airport is where we can't keep a lot of things.
Can't you get a warehouse closer around?
No, sir. Tried for years, you know, space is just in the front. I mean, we can make up pretty well, just we have to haul more things back and forth, but there was not enough storage area when the house was renovated, frankly, and we've lost a lot since then, but we make up pretty well. No, we make out all right on that, there's no problem. You know, I know you're concerned on to be honest with you, I was sent a memorandum back saying that don't pay, it'll be $13,000 or something donated.
What is it?
Above and beyond equipment. I don't know, but it's going to be a lot more than that, yes, sir.
Yeah, memorandum at $13,000. Who's going to donate that? I haven't.
I don't know.
No.
I got this memorandum I got from Bruce Kerby, so I don't really know. Bruce Kerby.
Who?
He's a staff secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we'll just have to come out at a halfway honest figure of what the added cost would be to put it in. But again, I think it's something that any unit, something that's needed in the house.
What would the cost be? $50,000? $100,000?
I guess about $50,000.
$50,000?
I think we can probably write some of that off, though, honestly, write it off.
$50,000?
Well, that's all of the good, if we could. It seems a lot like a lot of money for a one-lane alley, but there's been one heck of a lot of work went into it. Believe it or not, it's the only place in the Residence East Wing or West Wing where one will fit. It's the only area.
I know. But it is needed. You know, we need some recreation. Having taken the pool out, we have no recreation area at all.
It's a shame.
And
if this thing being it, then we're going to have, you know, like, you'll have a remote control unit at the back where you can just go in, and if you come down on an ouch, you just go in, flip on the lights and flip on the equipment. And, you know, you don't have to wait for anybody or anything. I think we'll put in some, just have portable chairs in there because there's not much room. And then if you want chairs, fine. If you don't, we can take them out. But we'll have them, and then if other people come. And,
you don't have to have
any. Well, we'll make it, I think we should make it as nice as we could.
Okay, I will do see what she would like to do.
Fine. All right, and then we'll come up with what I figure feels an